And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Hamas to accept a ceasefire in Cairo on Monday, part of a growing international pressure to bring an end to the eight-month-old conflict with Israel. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more on efforts to end the regional tensions.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in the region Monday for meetings with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Hamas is the only party that has not agreed to the deal.
Does Hamas want to end this conflict, end this war that it started, or not? We'll find out. But it's clear that virtually the entire world has come together in support of the proposal.
A senior Hamas official told Reuters that Blinken's comments about the ceasefire were biased. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Reuters' Angela Johnston tells us more about the UN resolution adopted Monday.
14 Security Council members voted in favor.
Abstentions.
Russia abstained. Its ambassador asked what Israel had specifically agreed to. Hamas welcomed the adoption of the U.S.-drafted resolution. In a statement, the militant group said it's ready to cooperate with mediators over implementing the plan's principles. The resolution supports a three-phase ceasefire plan laid out by Biden, which he described as an Israeli initiative. Hamas says it wants a permanent end to the war in Gaza and Israeli withdrawal from the enclave of 2.3 million people.
Reuters' Angela Johnston. Yemen's Houthi rebels say that they have arrested members of an American-Israeli spy network days after detaining at least 11 U.N. staffers, along with others from aid organizations. The head of the Houthis intelligence agency says the spy network had first operated out of the U.S. embassy in Sana'a, then under the cover of a